Turkey Tuesday.
The Human Torch was granted a bank loan.
Good for
the
him.
The twist.
Finally.
All right. Hello and welcome to the WIP, the What If podcast that's a work in progress. I'm your host, the host with a mouth, Jim Poole, the Slim James, joined by the man who goes above her and beyond her. It's the franchise. Yeah. So I got those intros because we'll be talking about what if Venom possessed Deadpool today. And speaking of Deadpool, he has a movie coming out. And speaking of movies coming out, here's some movie talk. Segue. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Ooh.
Heard scuttlebutt there might be Ego the Living Planet.
Stan Lee. Hi, true believers. You know, people often ask me, who's the most powerful of the mighty Marvel villains? Is it Thanos, the macabre and merciless worshiper of death, or the diabolical Diablo and his craven creation, Dragon Man, or Ego, the Living Planet? Hey, you can't get much heavier than him. In our exotic entourage of evildoers, the mightiest and the most universally feared has to be Galactus, the demigod, devourer of worlds. Don't believe me? Just watch. Enjoy.
Now, that's pretty cool. I would be excited to see that. I'm not that excited to see Star-Lord's father. That doesn't sound like an exciting movie, but you throw in a planet-sized villain?
Yes.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a... yeah, because they've already went celestial, so clearly nothing's like off-limits except for the stuff that Fox owns the rights to.
Right.
So pretty much Galactus.
Well, maybe we'll see the One Above All or the Living Tribunal.
Yeah, if we could get some Tribunal up in here. Any of those just ridiculous space villains.
Because Eternity could show up in Doctor Strange.
Yes. Speaking of which, just a quick aside, because I only got one note on it. Apparently they cast a guy from The Martian named Benedict Wong as Wong.
Wait a minute. So Benedict Cumberbatch.
Co-stars with Benedict Wand.
As
Wong. Wong as...
Wong.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I haven't seen The Martian, so I don't know who that would be, but...
Yeah, and it's not B.D. Wong from Law & Order SVU.
No?
No. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Yo, I'm Ice-T. This lady got raped. That's every episode of SVU ever. I was talking with the giant, conspicuous by his absence, because we, here at the WIP, are liberal-minded, so he's on paternity leave, let's
Ooh,
say.
Yes. We grant him all the months of paternity leave.
Exactly. But he was saying that there's going to be a Hyperion figure in a Lego set, you know.
Or that, like, why is that going to show up in Civil War? Is Hyperion going to be in the background?
Well, Hyperion could be in Guardians of the Galaxy, floating around there, some other planet dimension. He's from, you know, a planet that gets exploded, and oh my god, it's just a hilarious send up of Superman as he was
hilarious.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
No.
I'm saying it's probably not going to happen.
I hope
but...
not. That seems like it's pushing it too much. I mean, that's going into like the, let's throw in Next Wave and let's throw in the lightning rods.
Yeah. Well, if we could get some big screen Great Lakes Avengers in like Avengers 3 Infinity. Infinity is actually the number of characters they'll have on screen at one time.
Well, since what? Civil War said 67?
I thought that was Infinity that had.
Oh, I thought that was just Civil War.
Oh, well, there you go. Either way, when you get up to 67 characters, you actually have no characters because it's just people popping onto screen to say, hello.
My name is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And then Captain America's like, hey, Daredevil, what do you think? Justice. Oh, I like how you're thinking about that. I like justice too. Yeah, but mine's a lot grim and grittier. I punch people so that they bleed. Oh, I just throw my shield at them and. I mean, sometimes I throw proto-Nazis through plane propellers, but...
Well, I mean, a shield, realistically, if you got hit with Captain America's shield being thrown as hard as Captain America throws a shield, you are dead.
Yeah, if it gets thrown at you hard enough that it ricochets off your skull...
Ka-tang! Then you're dead.
Exactly. So,
other movie stuff. The Deadpool trailer.
Yep.
Looks good.
Uh-huh.
R-rated.
Yes.
Which obviously is important. I don't know, something about the costume, though... It still seems off to me.
Yeah, it's a little CG. It like more so than like Captain America,
right.
Or something. It's a little fake.
And you would think that they would really pay attention to that, considering the last time Ryan Reynolds was a superhero in a movie and his costume was CG, it was horrible.
Yeah, it's sort of like Deadpool. The first Deadpool meets Green Lantern, but hopefully it'll be a little bit little bit better.
It's got to be better than Green Lantern. I mean, and it's got to be better than Wolverine Origins.
Can it though? It's got Will I Am in it. You know.
Yeah, but I got faith.
Just a few other quick notes. Agent Carter. I watched the first couple episodes. It's not as good as the first season, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, the first season, we're sort of, you get the sense of discovery, like, what's the SSR, and how is Agent Carter going to fit in a post-Captain America universe? And now we have these characters, and they're doing stuff, and...
Dum-Dum going to get his own spinoff, yeah?
Here's hoping. And there's a Frost Lady, and she freezes people, maybe. But there's always going to be something hanging over this, is that we know Agent Carter doesn't die, so... It's
but
just a matter
does she?
Like, oh my god, is one of her tertiary characters going to die? Sousa? Maybe Jarvis could die and have some impact because he only hangs around as what Tony Stark names his operating system after.
Oh, so yeah, he's got to die at some point.
Well, yeah, and he doesn't show up in Captain America 2, all Parkinson's Z. Well, Captain America's like, I wish I knew you better, Jarvis. It's like, why didn't you come sooner?
That's sad.
I was just waiting for your deathbed. It would have been too hard.
So much better to come when you're about to die. Other movies?
Let me just say this, too. In terms of British man crushes I have, Jarvis takes it over Benedict Cumberbatch.
Really?
Yeah.
So I like Alfred from the last ones. Who is it? The last Alfred in the Batman
Michael
movie.
Caine?
Yeah. Give me a little Cockney accent.
There you go. Punisher, already announced for Netflix.
Yeah, Thomas Jane.
Somewhere Thomas Jane weeps. And Jessica Jones Season 2.
Yeah,
what
no
a shocker.
No surprise there. Although...
It seems it's a little not shocking, but a little surprising that they already pretty much confirmed Punisher before Daredevil Season 2 even came out.
Right.
It's like, you're gonna love it! You better!
And when's Luke Cage coming out? Because now we're getting Jessica Jones 2...
I don't know. Maybe it could still be on track. I didn't pay attention to the release dates. All this.
Maybe they're just melting it all in.
No, a melting pot, as yeah. America is wont to be.
Especially New York City.
There it is.
Hell's Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
That now sounds racist. The melting pot.
DC stuff. Suicide Squad.
They had the good soundtrack. I mean, obviously, if they get Queen to back them up in the trailer, it's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
Yeah, Brian May is a PhD, so it's got to be a smart movie, right?
Right.
It kind of looks a little bit like a Fast and Furious style thing for superheroes to me. It's a little more like car action and that sort of stuff. Now, granted, that could just be the way the trailer's cut.
Right.
But
I'm hoping it is. I would like it more to be Ocean's 11 of uh-huh. superheroes.
Yes.
A big heist. Everyone's joking around.
Julia Roberts is there.
Obviously.
She sure is. Is it funny? What is it about her?
Smiley.
Yeah. What is it about her that's good that people like so much? Strength, I guess. I don't know.
She's there.
Yeah.
You can always tell when it's her.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I'm super sold because it's a Will Smith movie post 1996.
Hey, whoa. 1999. He was still doing okay stuff up until 2000.
Well, like, yeah, didn't Ali come out in like 2004 or something?
Oh, okay.
So, like, that was like the last.
Because Wild Wild West came out in 2000.
So, yeah, but him in a big time action movie, it's going to be hit or miss.
Yeah.
It's either going to be Wild Wild West or I Am Legend, you know?
Yeah. Here's hoping it's Independence Day.
Yeah. And, like, I think he's going to be there. He's going to be more good guy than bad guy. Because he can't go... Why can't we get a Will Smith villain? He was John Cena before John Cena was John Cena. So, hey, guys, positivity. Think your vibes and just be, woohoo, what?
No.
You don't need to shoot yourself to make good rap music.
No, I would like to see him go full villain, but... Thank God it's now racist, because now he's a black guy. You can't make the black guy go full villain.
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's your discrepancy in superhero movies, black villains. Because you can have black heroes. We got Heimdall, you got Black Panther coming.
Yeah.
Luke Cage.
But you don't make any of the villains black.
Huh. How bizarre.
I mean, like, I guess in some instances it wouldn't make sense to make Red Skull black. Or
yeah,
any of the German Nazis.
Yeah, or Ulysses Klaue. But you could have got I don't know, what's the guy's name from the Matrix?
Oh, Morpheus.
Yeah. Get him to voice Ultron instead of James Spader.
Yep.
Fishburne. There it is.
Fishburne, Lawrence.
Burnt fish.
Or you could have made the guy in Ant-Man. Jason Yellow Cross. Jacket guy. Make him black instead.
Yeah, you know, there's a... Because there's nothing really race imperative about Jason Cross.
No, and then...
I mean, except for the fact that he's running a large company, and there's some inherent racism in
that's right.
American business, but I digress. Not everyone can be the guy from Shark Tank that runs FUBU.
Not everyone can.
There can only be one. He's like the Highlander.
Black guy in superhero movies.
Actually, yeah.
The Batman versus Superman, I don't see any point in going to see the movie.
Nope, they released everything on the trailer. Doomsday's there. Really, giving away Doomsday is a big ol' F you to anyone who wanted to be surprised. Because, like, you're selling it on Batman v Superman. You can keep the actual villain a surprise. Because now you're just confirming everything everyone would suspect, that them actually fighting each other isn't going to be the bulk of the movie. That they're going to team up. Oh, what? My God.
No, that never happens.
Exactly.
And, we already knew Wonder Woman was going to be in there.
Yeah.
Now we already know how she, like, shows up in the movie.
Yeah, but you don't know all the things she says. Like, hey, guys... I'm an Amazonian princess, but for some reason I'll be called Wonder Woman and roll with it.
That's pretty Amazonian. I mean, I also have a lasso.
Uh-huh. Lasso. Par for the course. Wonder Woman and Justice League. There were some images released. Kind of looks like more of the same. The color desaturated Zack Snyder goodness. So,
dark and grim.
Yeah, it's going to be something.
It sure will. That's all it can be.
Like, Batman v Superman might not even be that bad. It's probably going to be better than Man of Steel. It has to be.
Well,
does it? Man of Steel would be like if they, like, in Guardians of the Galaxy, focused extensively on the Nova Corps for the first hour of the movie and just had it be about their bureaucracy.
That would be so awesome.
And then when they were going to destroy the Nova Corps homeworld, they just did it with a lot more of this bloodshed and just fucked everything up.
No, see, I could see, Riley doing that.
Yeah.
I would watch it.
They got real milk in the milkshakes.
Here, try a milkshake. Mmm. Real milk in that.
Mmm. Kidding.
Real milk. Mmm.
That's from What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Really?
Yes. I'll put in the audio clip, like, right here.
Good. Oh, good.
So, back to Marvel. But
back to reality.
Yeah, exactly. But not to Marvel Studios. X-Men.
Okay.
Apocalypse. I haven't really seen anything new. Holding steady.
I mean, that's going to be okay. The X-Men ones have been pretty good as of late.
I think I saw a clear image of Jubilee, and she's quite Jubilee, so...
She's jubilant?
Exactly. Jubilation Lee.
Did what? She come out of, Oh, shoot, who is it now? She was hiding in the stereo of Jack Flagg.
Yes.
Is Jack Flagg in the movie?
Well, no, he's in Civil War.
That's right. Okay.
But you say the X-Men movies were good, but, like, they're in a weird state in the near future, because Hugh Jackman's retiring.
Right.
So, like... Are they going to do a soft reboot where this time-warped retread of the timelines that they started in First Class catches up to the old timeline, but everyone's just a different person, cast different now, but there was never, like, a hard reboot where it's like, this is X-Men again, here's the origin, like...
I think they're better off doing a hard reboot, though. Because trying to explain, like, all the time travel and which version of people these are...
Well, that's the thing, is like when Days of Futures Past was coming out, they were like, well, if she time traveled and they prevented the assassination, that might make it so the timeline's different.
Yeah.
And so that's how they just, that's the one producer's way of explaining away how they're redoing characters that were shitty the first time around.
I would be...
Archangel.
I would be shocked, though, if they do as good a job casting the second time around. Because the original X-Men movies, we were rewatching a couple of them last week. They did a good job of casting people. Like Cyclops, yeah, he's a dick that no one likes. Professor X, Magneto.
Yeah, Storm. You got your Patrick Stewart there.
Yeah.
You know.
But they all were just pretty strong representations of the comic book character.
Yeah. Well, see, so that's weird. It's like, because they're doing well-ish now, but, like, what's that going to mean post-Hugh Jackman when, like, you're left with, like, no star from the original series? Are you just going to go hard reboot or semi-rigid reboot where, like, we've got, like, McAvoy or whatever it is.
Who?
The new Professor X.
Oh, yeah.
He's leading the charge, but then you got, like, here's new Cyclops, and he's here now, and here's new Storm, essentially, is what's going to determine when there's a hard reboot, or a full reboot. Yeah, the semi-turgid X-Force that might exist, possibly.
Oh, yeah, 'cause of the Cable and Deadpool movie that could be a sequel already.
Exactly.
I'd go see that. I love the Cable Deadpool series.
What's that about? Because I haven't really...
It's really just random stories about them bouncing around. A lot of it centered around Cable starting his own country, Ramezikstan or something.
Uh-huh.
And so then Deadpool sort of helps him and hinders him, and their paths cross in alternate ways.
Always helping and hindering.
Oh, that's Deadpool. I mean, like,
Double H, as he's sometimes known for always helping and hindering.
I think the first storyline...
Sorry, DP.
DPH.
Oh, goodness. Double penetration, hole.
Hole. DP Triple H.
Oh. Well, there's some Stephanie McMahon business going on.
Oh, yes. And then there's a bunch of other team-ups, because everyone else just jumps into those books later on.
Yeah, so the Deadpool movie's coming out, and then, like, I saw an article where, like, people were wondering, like, what about Taskmaster? Because apparently he's tied with Deadpool a little bit.
I mean, they're friends, they do jobs together.
But then, like, you know, you have to stop yourself from laughing, because Marvel owns the rights to that, and they're not letting anything go, ever.
No.
It would cost you, like, $750 million for this third-tier Avengers villain to hang out with Deadpool.
All right, Taskmaster!
I'm sure that's going to move tickets.
Yeah. I mean, he's a funny guy, but...
Got a skull, fake Captain America shield.
Sword.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
He's going to be Phase 4 for Marvel.
He'll be in the new reboot.
Exactly. He'll be in the Dark Avengers.
I'd go watch the Dark Avengers movie.
Yeah, and if Marvel, like, sort of has the rights to the Spider-Man stuff back, you could get some Norman Osborn.
Yeah.
He could take over in the post-Infinity crossover thing, because there'll probably be a big fallout of that.
Yeah, they could do a Dark Reign type storyline.
Yeah, where he gets a hold of the Iron Patriot armor. There it is, fantasy booking.
Yep, and then every movie that comes out is, instead of a superhero name, it's a villain name. Red Skull, aka Captain America 22.
I don't think you could name the thing after a proto-Nazi.
Maybe not Red Skull, but...
The guy who was like, Nazis, what a bunch of pussies. I don't think Disney's going to release a movie named that.
They should, though.
Yeah, I know.
They should.
But you can get some Agents of S.W.O.R.D.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Abigail Brand.
So, as far as my knowledge goes, Deadpool had one what-if appearance, or at least one titular appearance. What if Venom possessed Deadpool? Collected in 2009, or maybe 2010, I think 2009, they were originally backup stories in What If Dark Reign, The Osborn Assassination, What If Wolverine, Father, What If Spider-Man, I think it's like Original Sin or something like that, and What If Iron Man, Demon in an Armor. So, apparently, this comic is hot business now, because I bought it for like $2 at Bull Moose, a music store. Like, I don't even think when it was new, like a year after it came out or something, just hanging around in their cheap bin. And now it's worth like hundreds of dollars because it had a really low print run, because it's a collection of backup what-if stories. And what-ifs are usually pushed to the backside, yeah.
Of the back.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a low print run and a snazzy cover and Deadpool, I guess, make it worth hundreds of dollars now.
That's a good investment. I mean, you lucked out there.
Yeah, we'll say
20 of them.
Well, there was only the one. And I wasn't, you know, thinking, oh, this will be worth something. It's a what if and I need to have all of them. And now it further underscores that I need to buy every what if when it's new in case it's worth hundreds of dollars.
I wonder if there's a way to look up just comics by print run. Just buy the Marvel ones that are low print.
Yeah, we'll get my DP7 from the 80s. That's there.
Oh, that's
Deadpool 7. Blah.
That's what you sell it as.
On
eBay. Deadpool 7.
Oh, man. So the cover is, like, the coolest ever or not, I don't know, if that might be a bit of an overstatement, but Scotty Young, you know, he does like all the like cartoony, almost kid-looking sketches,
yep.
But he gives us a venomed Deadpool with teeth, tongue, squinty eyes, but like, that's the coolest thing about this book in my estimation. It's not bad, but it's definitely very goofy. So if you bought this thinking, oh man, he's going to be like killer Deadpool and rah, it's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, I know you have them all. I only bought the Osborn assassination because it was with all the Dark Reign stuff that I collected.
Uh-huh.
And I was so confused when I read the backup tale of it.
Oh, well, let me explain it to you. This is even more comedic than Deadpool normally is, as complete farce. It takes place on Earth 615.9.
Whoa!
Oh, but it's renamed Earth whatever on Marvel Wikia. But no, that's not canon. It's 615.9. We started in the 80s. The Beyonder is doing his thing. It's basically the joke is
how to poop?
Exactly. Well, the joke is that he has Jerry Curl. He's a white guy with Jerry Curl.
Right.
That's the joke. So the Beyonder attached MODOK to Galactus's butt.
What? The Beyonder did? Like, yes. That's before... No, it's not a Deadpool thing.
No, this is off-panel. Galactus wants Deadpool to destroy him and promises him relevancy in the continuity as a reward. Because Deadpool's always striving for that relevancy. You know, he wants to be Spider-Man. Like that time he took over Amazing Fantasy 15. It takes place in the issue after the Great Lakes Avengers appear. So,
of course.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
I saw a guy getting Stan Lee to sign that when I was getting the thing signed. Get this issue of Deadpool.
Hey, Stan. You signed this. It had absolutely nothing to do with...
Well, it's Amazing Fantasy 15, so he wrote the things Aunt May says.
I love those Aunt May quotes. Keep them coming.
Wheat cakes. His weapon to destroy the Beyonder is the Retcon Expunger. A fourth wall version of the Ultimate Nullifier.
Okay.
It just erases you from continuity.
Okay, sure. I'm with you so far.
Shows up, but he sees how cool the Beyonder is, because he's rolling hard, got champagne, ladies, and a hot tub. So he just ends up partying with Beyonder anyway.
Well, I mean, if you walked up and you saw this white guy in the all-white suit with Jerry Curl...
Uh-huh. Partying in a...
Party all the time, party all the time.
Well, you bring up Eddie Murphy. The black singer he has in his crew is actually Billy Ocean.
Okay.
Or a hilarious parody of Billy Ocean called Billy Oceanic, who sings off just slightly lyrics of Caribbean Queen.
Okay.
But then he says, hey, you, get out of my car, when he kicks Spider-Man out of the car. Because, oh my God, Spider-Man attacks! Being an actual
attacks?
Hero.
Like, really?
Kinda, yeah.
Like, they're just hanging out partying and Spider-Man attacks?
Yes. He has the symbiote on. So, in the fracas, the symbiote ends up possessing Deadpool. Hence our titular what if. But it doesn't make him look all super cool. He gets some teeth and stuff, but it's more... he has a Jerry Curl. It's a venomous Jerry Curl. Here, I'll actually show you
Aren't
a picture.
Aren't all Jerry Curls venomous?
Well, if you get the Jerry Curl juice in there, hit me with a spray, baby. Yeah, here's a...
Doing stuffs.
Here's a picture.
Oh, that doesn't look good at all.
No, it's definitely not as cool as the cover.
No, that doesn't even look Jerry Curls. It's more like... snakes.
Yeah, or like a really thick dreadlocks in sort of a fro. Like you went thick early on the dreadlocks. So the good bits, visual of MODOK butt, because he's sticking out of Galactus's butt going, "Do we have company?"
All right, see, that alone
would
make it worth it to me. Maybe that's why it's up in the hundreds of dollars.
Yes, and the Billy Ocean parody. And Peter Parker yells, "Save me, Lord Mephisto," as he falls to his presumed death.
That's a good one, too.
So they end up partying with alcoholic Tony Stark.
Okay.
And Deadpool he ends up selling the Expunger. So fast forward to the 90s. Deadpool tries to join some teams, but he rejects the Defenders, who are like, did you knock? You can join the Defenders. We got Angel, Iceman, Gargoyle. You know, the best collection of superheroes.
Oh, Gargoyle. Yellow skin.
Yeah, so shitting on the Defenders is top-notch for me. Well, maybe that's pushing it up there. Say we're up to like $60 already.
Yeah.
In order to gain relevancy that he so desires, Deadpool realizes he has to shed the symbiote Jerry Curl, so he goes into the clock tower and rips out his hair. But he still has a cool all red suit. Sort of, he ends up taking on the appearance of like a proto Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Just cuz.
Yeah, why not?
Uh-huh. He tries to join Secret Wars 13, including a leather jacket and sunglasses sentry-looking fellow. You know, he's got Black Knight's 90s leather jacket.
Oh, no. The one that all the Avengers are wearing?
Exactly. Speaking of which, Deadpool actually crossed over the Avengers in Avengers 366, and it's 90s Black Knight and Deadpool fighting. What? Oh, my God.
Like, really?
Yeah. And it turns out I actually own that issue from being a kid because it has the all-gold cover with, like, Cersei on it or whatever.
Oh, man. I should look and see because I got a bunch of those covers and I never even bothered reading the issues just
yeah cause. Unless I sold it on eBay in the ensuing years, which is possible, but like I really hope I still have it.
Fist shaking,
damn you past Jim. I don't think I ever even opened that. It's one of those things. Sentry or leather jacket 90s gruff guy is like, you gotta be grim and gritty, but Deadpool's like, no, I gotta be true to myself or something. And also Mummy Moon Knight is there. He's Moon Knight, but he's a mummy as well.
All right. Well, I mean, there's the Egyptian connection with Moon Knight.
See? Ding! $70. We're in the aughts, maybe, or the late 90s, because Jerry Springer, that's the setting for our next act.
Bing! Up another $10.
Beyonder's back. Deadpool. Carnage Curl, who is a trashy hoe with the venomous Jerry Curl on her head.
Oh, okay, that's who it went to, somehow. Yep.
They're guests. They scrap. It turns out, Galactus, you are the father of Carnage Curl's baby.
What?
Exactly.
Another $10.
Later 2000s, Deadpool movie. Oh, the foreshadowing.
What?
Exactly. Pool has enough. He steals all the weapons, including Mighty Mjolnir, Cap Shield. But that's still not enough for him. He still craves the approval or something. I didn't bother reading the end of this. I was sort of flipping through pretty quick. He gets the expunger out of a drawer. He might have bought it back in the 90s. And he erases the universe.
Oh.
The end?
You know, you say foreshadowing. How long have they been talking about the Deadpool movie?
Since, like, X-Men Origins Wolverine. I think before that, like, Ryan Reynolds is like, I want to be Deadpool so bad. He's the Thomas Jane, except he actually got to live out his dream multiple times, whereas Thomas Jane just got to cry.
He has to make his own.
Oh, hoo, hoo.
Yeah, doing some laundry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as Don Henley would say. Dirty laundry.
Oh.
Yeah, by the way, rest in peace, Glenn Frey. Here's to ya.
And David Bowie. And Snape.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Yeah. Overall, it's kind of a humorous take on crossovers and continuity. There's some funny bits here and there. No mention of chimichangas, so that's less grating.
Because
when it's just chimichangas, I want to slap every cosplayer at a convention who's like, oh, I'll dress up as Deadpool too.
Chimichangas.
Exactly. I care little for Jerry Curls, however. And unfortunately, nothing in this book is as cool as its cover. And despite that, $200. I'm really glad I don't have to buy it now to complete my collection.
I saw it for more than 200, but that was consignment, so people had it for like 700.
Yeah, well, if you get like it's friggin' graded and stuff, people are like, $900. I don't think anyone's actually buying these, though. I think it's one of those theoretical value things where I could actually probably sell it for 70.
Oh, yeah, you could probably sell it real fast.
Because the going rate is 200. And it's all profit to me. If I sell it for more than like $3, we're good.
But did you know that Venom Pool is going to be in the movie?
No, he's not.
Because Venom's still owned by Spider-Man.
Yeah, which was never Fox in the first place, so you're never going to get Venom Pool. Overall, so somehow this ends up being the most valuable comic I own.
Right, and that's more valuable than What If number one?
Or oh, by a long shot.
115, is that the one with Spider-Girl?
105, I think. Okay. Yeah.
And something up there.
Yeah, and like Black Knight number one from the 50s, I got one of those. That might have jumped in price because it's just, you don't see a lot of it.
Right.
But, because like I saw it for like 100 on eBay, whereas I paid like 40 for mine. But once again, nobody's buying it, so it's all theoretical value. It's probably worth still the 40 that I could actually get for it.
Hey. That's
okay. So yeah, on that bombshell, I suppose that's the end for now. Any more thoughts on Deadpool?
Deadpool Venom? No. No.
Not even, but Deadpool movie. You're going to go
see it? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to go see it.
All right, yeah.
I'm excited to see it.
It might be, I think it'll be the second Ryan Reynolds movie I'll see in theaters.
Oh.
And the second Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool movie I'll see in theaters. Because I never saw friggin' Taj Mahal. No. What's the...
Blade
Van Wilder.
Me. Love for your piece to be on me.
Oh.
I never saw Blade or... Two Guys, a Girl, in a Pizza Place.
The movie.
Exactly.
Got pizza. Two Guys, a Girl, in a Pizza Place. ABC premiere Wednesday, September 23rd.
And on that bombshell.
Oh, boy. Were there no other Ryan Reynolds movies? I mean, I'm sure there must be, but... Oh, he was in Waiting. The one about the waiters at a restaurant that kept messing with people, and they did the goat.
Oh, yeah.
Showing each other their scrotal sacks.
Oh, yeah. And, can't remember. He's in a fat suit singing Boys to Men in some... Allie would know. My wife. Yeah.
New Line Cinema presents...
Not the same person I was in high school, pal.
You'll always be fat to me, Chris.
Ah! Ryan Reynolds, Amy Smart, Anna Faris, and Chris Klein.
How'd the big date go?
It was terrible. I went in for a kiss, but she wants a hug. Then I get caught in a sort of kiss-hug limbo type thing.
Give her a body shake?
Just friends.
Hey, Merry Christmas, neighbor.
That bit's funny.
My wife and kids.
The movie.
DL.
Damon Wayans, come back to us.
The Hughleys. The movie.
So in closing, I will remind you to follow us on Twitter at the Slim James or at giant_size, theslimjames.com, giantsizecomicthings.com, the WIP What If podcast is on iTunes, on Stitcher, on YouTube, and on Vimeo. So go out there and find us. And remember, don't spend the rest of your life asking, what if?